This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
New York Knicks fans continue to criticize Joel Embiid for the dirty play against Mitchell Robinson. And 76ers player Kelly Oubre, after hearing all of this, addresses those fans and basically tells them to stop crying. We're going to break down exactly what he said, and we're also going to give you an update about Mitchell Robinson and his status for Game 4. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Kelly Oubre addresses New York Knicks fans' comments on Embiid's dirty play. Listen, we all watched the tape. We all saw it over and over and over again. It was a dirty play. Whether you're a Philly fan, you're a Knicks fan, it doesn't matter. It was a dirty play from Embiid. He was targeting Mitchell Robinson because on one end of the floor, he did not get a call. Then he went down on the floor, pulled Mitchell Robinson out of the air in desperation, and nearly took him out. And maybe he was successful. We don't know. Because as of right now, according to Ian Bagley and Fred Katz, these two NBA insiders, here's the latest update about Mitchell Robinson after that physical play from Joel Embiid. According to Katz and Bagley, Mitchell Robinson did not practice today. And according to Tom Thibodeau, we'll see where he is tomorrow. Basically, no status for tomorrow's game yet. But according to these reports, it doesn't look like he's going to play Game 4. According to Katz and Bagley, Mitchell Robinson did not practice today. And according to Tom Thibodeau, we'll see where he is tomorrow. But according to these reports, it doesn't look like he's going to play Game 4. If the 76ers' goal was to take Mitchell Robinson out, congratulations to you guys. You look like you were successful because it looks like Mitchell Robinson will not play. But Mitchell Robinson's also a warrior. He's also going to push through all these injuries and try to get back for this Knicks team. I also believe that as well, too. Dante DiVincenzo basically said the same as well. He said he expects Mitch to play, but if he doesn't, we have dogs on this team ready and willing to step up, take his spot, and make sure they play as best as they can to try to stop the Philadelphia 76ers. We're talking about Precious Achiuwa and Jericho Sims, to name a few people. Those two guys are going to have a big role if Mitchell Robinson can play. I'm looking more toward Precious Achiuwa because he was the one after Mitchell Robinson went down right after Isaiah Hartenstein. And Tom Thibodeau was actually asked about the Robinson foul, and this is what he had to say about it. According to Tom Thibodeau, on Embiid dragging down Mitchell Robinson, I'm not a journalist, but if I were a journalist, I'd write a couple of things. I think the consistency, look at that play, and then look at the Josh Hart play in Chicago. No lies detected. Tom Thibodeau is absolutely right. If you go back and you look at the Josh Hart ejection from that Chicago game, we all remember it. He basically did nothing and was ejected. And then Joel Embiid literally pulls Mitchell Robinson out of the air and only gets a flagrant one. Doesn't get suspended, doesn't get ejected. Make that make sense to me. You can't because it doesn't make sense to anybody. It's not consistent. And that's what Tom Thibodeau is saying. If New York Knicks players could go out there and do the same things that Joel Embiid could do, I'm sure this series would look a lot different. But we can't, because if we did, we would get fined, we would get suspended, and we would get ejected. We already know that. But if your name is Joel Embiid, clearly the whistle's going to blow in your favor. It's going to blow a little bit differently for you, and you're not going to get those same type of calls. You're going to get the calls that you shouldn't get. You should not have gotten a flagrant one call on that foul. It should have been a flagrant two. You should have been ejected. The Knicks should have won that game, because there's no 50 points if you're ejected. That's what should have happened. 100% agree with Tom Thibodeau here. He has a right to be upset. We all have a right to be upset. But if you listen to Kelly Oubre and his comments, the Knicks do not have a right to be upset. In fact, according to him, we should stop crying because the play was not dirty. Let's see exactly what he had to say about New York Knicks fans and their response to the Joel Embiid, quote unquote, dirty play. According to Oubre, I've seen that happen before, and I was on the other end of it. So at the end of the day, I don't think it's dirty, man. Joel has to protect himself. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to comment on what they're commenting on, because at the end of the day, they're going to hit. And then when we hit back, then they cry and vice versa, or whatever the case may be. Before I continue, how many other times have you heard a player use the term at the end of the day? Because I felt like that entire quote was at the end of the day, at the end of the day, at the end of the day. Oh, by the way, at the end of the day, we're going to finish this quote at some point in time. At the end of the day. Continuing here, let's just hoop and let's go out there and play hard. Nobody finna a fight. This ain't the WWE. So, at the end of the day, at the end of the day again, stand on the stuff that y'all say and we'll see tomorrow how they react. At the end of the day, I think we all can agree. Kelly Oubre is wrong again. It was a dirty play. We all know that. And even if it wasn't, you can't stop any fan of the NBA, any Knicks fan, any Sixers fan from talking about what happened, speaking about it, and letting their feelings be known. Because we all know it was a dirty play. We all saw him target Mitchell Robinson from start to finish. I already have a video out on it where I broke down Dante DiVincenzo's comments and other Knicks players' comments who witnessed it, who saw it live, and they all agree it was dirty. You have every single NBA insider who's looked at it and reviewed it basically stating, yeah, it's dirty. I don't want to hear it's not dirty anymore. That has to stop. Own that. You want us to own that we're still talking about it? Fine. We'll own that. As long as you own the fact that it's dirty and that's the reason we're talking about it. You don't want us to talk about things? Don't do dirty things. You don't do dirty things, we won't talk about it anymore. That's the first issue. The second issue was nobody finna the fight. If you guys weren't fitting the fight, then why did Joel Embiid walk up to Dante DiVincenzo's face, get into his face and say, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? If nobody's going to do anything, why did he do that? Oh, that's right. To put on a show, put on an act, because it's fake. It's not real. Just like Joel Embiid and the foul calls he wants. They're not real. They're fake. He always complains and cries, but nobody talks about that, right? You just talk about the Knicks fans and how we, quote unquote, are crying about the fact that Joel Embiid's foul on Mitchell Robinson was dirty. It was dirty. Stop running away from it. Accountability goes both ways. Own up to it. Man up. Own up to what you did. And the thing that I keep hearing the most, and it annoys me to no end, Joel Embiid was trying to protect himself. You can't fault Joel Embiid. Are you kidding me? I've reviewed this tape so much, my eyeballs hurt. I've lost sleep at night reviewing this tape. We've looked at the image time and time again. Joel Embiid was not protecting himself. You don't protect yourself by pulling somebody into your body, into yourself. When Mitchell Robinson fell, you'll notice he fell on Joel Embiid's knee because Embiid pulled him toward his body. And then after that happened, Joel tossed Mitchell Robinson's feet aside like they were nothing. That also was a move that could potentially hurt Robinson even further because we have no idea how badly he was hurt after Joel Embiid pulled him out of the air. You add that to the fact that he threw his legs aside? Dirty. Stop telling me it's not. That last part, though, that he said. Stand on the stuff that y'all say, and we'll see tomorrow how they react. Okay. You want to know how we're going to react? You took out Mitchell Robinson. You tried to injure Isaiah Hartenstein. And you tried to play dirty, and did play dirty, to win game three. We're not going to forget any of that. What we're going to do, we're going to dominate, destroy, and take care of the Philadelphia 76ers. Take game four, head back to MSG, and you won't believe the noise that you're going to hear as soon as Joel Embiid touches the ball in game five at MSG. The hate is going to be real. You don't take out one of our players and not get a response back. But see, our response is not going to be dirty. We don't have to play dirty to beat y'all. That's what you have to do. We don't have to do that. What we have to do is continue to play our game. And that's what we're going to do. We don't want to play with you guys anymore. We don't want to play with the guys that love to play dirty and then complain after you get caught being dirty. Nah, it doesn't work that way. If you're going to play dirty, then you're going to take all of the criticism that comes with that. Own that. Stop telling us to stand on it. We stand on everything we say in New York. Do y'all? Do you guys in Philadelphia do that? Do you stand on business there? Let's see in game four. You want to be physical? We're going to push the limit as far as we possibly can in terms of physicality. We're not going to be dirty, but you are going to feel us. We are going to be physical. We're taking game four. Watch and learn. Jalen has found his game again, and that's not going to turn off. You pair that with a motivated and angered New York Knicks team, good luck to you guys. New York forever, New York Knicks for life. But what about you guys? What do you think about Kelly Oubre's comments and him basically stating to Knicks fans, stop crying about the Joel Embiid foul? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.